I am holding in my hand the Northwest Arkansas Local Food Guide. Teresa, help me out here. I mean, this is something that you had kind of talked about before, and now it's reality.
Right. I mean, the ink is barely dry on the page as we speak. But this is a short but premier issue of a guide to local food. And what we're trying to do is make something that will help consumers connect with local food in lots of forms, whether that's at a market, through a community-supported ag project, or local restaurant, and just have one place to look for that. And it covers four counties. And really, we could step back and talk to Susan a little bit about how the whole idea got started.
Susan, how did the whole idea get started?
Sorry. I was, two summers ago, driving back from the East Coast back to Fayetteville, stopped in Asheville, North Carolina, to visit a friend, and was at a market there and picked up a newsprint guide that was actually like a catalog of local foods for the Western Appalachian region. And I looked at it. I was completely impressed. Actually, the first thing I picked up wasn't the catalog. The first thing I picked up was a fold-out map with the whole thing laid out, each farm and each grocer highlighted. And I thought, oh, my gosh, we need one of these for the Ozarks. So I came back to Fayetteville, and I'm on the Environmental Action Committee. And so I went there first, and I talked to the folks there, and they said, yeah, that's a great idea.
And we should point out to those who don't know, the Environmental Action Committee is a committee inside the city of Fayetteville.
Right. It's one of the boards. Yep. And then I talked to friends. I've known a lot of people in the local food movement for two decades. And everybody I talked to, again, was very excited. And apparently there had been a number of efforts or some progress in various, you know, various moves toward a local food guide, but nobody had really brought one forth. And so we started putting out the word. Last November, we had our first meeting with interested folks from the area. And since then, we've had monthly meetings and connected with the local and slow food movement here in Fayetteville. So then it became a merged effort between Environmental Action Committee and the local and slow food folks here. And that's how Teresa and I connected. And here we have our first guide.
Yeah. And you know, kind of in parallel with this, I serve on a committee appointed by the mayor, the Fayetteville Forward Economic Accountability Committee, FFEIC, has a local food committee. And we've actually been talking over 2 years about what kind of hub of information you need with a local food guide being part of it. And really, I think what happened is Susan's spark and that impetus that we'd been building up already with that local food committee kind of came together to actually make it happen.
What's interesting is that it includes farmers markets, whether it's in Fayetteville or Eureka Springs or Gravette or Berryville. It includes farms. It includes pre-order farmers markets and grocers and delis. I mean, there are a number of venues where people might be able to take advantage of this information.
Yes, and actually we had to pare down the number of categories because we wanted to start with something that was doable. When Susan asked the person who started this big multi-page color guide, how did you start? The person said 10 stapled mimeograph pages. And we said,
showed
okay.
Showed you how long ago they used the word mimeograph.
Well, yeah. Maybe not, but Xerox pages. But anyway, and so that really kind of, I think, made us bring the guide to something that was small to start with and that we truly see as a seed to grow. So we had to cut down from a lot of categories. And as a matter of fact, maybe some of the first feedback we're going to get is, why am I not in there? But that's one of the reasons we're putting it out now so that we can have a great one for 2012.
Teresa, obviously you're very active in slow food. You're a farmer. You're very connected to this sort of thing. Susan, you're with the Environmental Action Committee, so probably you were familiar with most of these entities that are included in the first local food guide. The idea here, though, is not just to preach to the choir. You're hoping, I'm sure, that people pick this up who know about very little of these options.
Exactly. Actually, you're right. We're part of the choir.
And there's nothing wrong with the choir.
Right.
And we we have a good idea now ourselves where to find local food. But you're right. The guide is really geared for the consumer and geared for educating the general public about the importance of supporting our local food economy, both in terms of the environment, in terms of supporting the economy here, in terms of preserving farmland, supporting farmers, and finding the best and healthiest food right at our doorstep.
Where can people find it? Obviously at the Visitor Center?
Yes, you can find it at the Visitor Center. The farmers markets, because they kind of appear first and they're in touch with a lot of the farmers, will be another place where people will be able to find it. And we're actually just sort of mapping out our distribution right now. We only have 1,000 copies, so we want to be sure to get them in strategic places. But this is going to live online. That site is going to be unveiled very soon and will be an interactive way that we can keep up with changes that we know as soon as we print this thing, things will be changing.
And that'll be nwalocalfoodguide.org?
That's it.
That's right. And the other thing to add about this particular guide, we recognize that it's our, you know, first effort, and it is small. But the point was to have it come out in the fall, come out during this month of October when the highlight is food, and the whole Feed Fayetteville program is happening now as well. And then to generate interest before the end of the farmers market season and then get interest for our the next edition of the guide, which we hope to come out in spring 2012. So we're asking people to contact us through email and through the website to learn more about participation in the upcoming guide.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.